This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Earlier this month, NFL quarterback Drew Brees appeared in a short video to promote Bring Your Bible to School Day. It wouldn't even be worth a mention in most years, but a number of critics slammed him for producing the video since it was a promo video for Focus on the Family. Again, this wouldn't be controversial even a few years ago, but the culture is different now. Social media lit up with claims that Focus on the Family is a religious extremist group and that this organization is anti-LGBTQ. One even argued that it's not right that Drew Brees, who he called a crazed fool, has an NFL job while Colin Kaepernick does not. Fortunately, another commentator suggested Brees has a job in the NFL because he's one of the five best QBs to ever play the game and will own nearly every major record by the time he retires. As for the character of Drew Brees, former NFL running back and former teammate Reggie Bush posted this response. He said, "Anyone who doubts Drew Brees' character or believes bogus headlines about this man does not know him, period. He is a great father, husband, leader, and most of all, true man of God." The drummed-up controversy over Drew Brees' video is merely a minor scuffle in the larger culture war, but it once again reminds us that associating with any organization, including one of the status and positive reputation of Focus on the Family, will invite criticism. Not so long ago, when a celebrity, either an actor, athlete, or civic leader, endorsed an event like See You at the Pole or Bring Your Bible to School Day, the positive publicity enhanced his or her reputation. This latest skirmish will certainly cause many to reconsider whether they want to promote an event that used to be widely praised. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.